the writer of the audio drama you are about to hear. Honestly, the first four episodes of this supernatural series have been lying dormant in my coffin of computer files for well over a decade. Throughout time, however, audiences eternally thirst for something magical and mysterious. Forever searching for paranormal narratives into which they can sink their imaginations. It is said a writer should write from the familiar, and their stories should contain some sliver of truth. As listeners, it's up to you to decide what is fact and what is fiction, and what lies somewhere between imagination and fuzzy recollection. I can tell you that Brighton is a fictional small town somewhere in Texas. And like all small towns, Brighton holds its fair share of unspoken secrets, surreptitious events, and the occasional peculiar phenomenon, all forever changing the lives of individuals. I might have spent my teenage years in a dubious, trivial town in the middle of nowhere USA, and actual events and snippets of my adolescent memories might be influencing this story. Believe me, the truth is far creepier than fiction. As for the characters in this story, what should have been sunny, fun-filled teenage years turned out to be dark days in Brighton.